forgotten his cross medication in the house. He, however, did not feel sick anymore, especially considering it had been many hours since he had last taken a pill. He would take no more pills from that day on. The incurable cross was gone. Says Bledsoe, I walked up on these crafts, and from that point on I've never had another symptom, not one symptom. I have not taken one pill since. That's the great thing. I was healed that day. Bledsoe's encounters continued, and he says he has been given messages by the ETs to share with humanity. Bledsoe was also given prophecies of upcoming disasters, at least two of which have already occurred: an earthquake in Badger, California on September the 25th, 2012, and Hurricane Sandy that same year. 11. The following case is richly detailed and well documented and seems to reveal many of the patterns exhibited in other cases, all of which point toward the alien agenda of not only healing people, but teaching them how to heal. Case #252. Colitis. On January the 12th, 2008, the Vereski family of Dubo, in the Rovo region of Ukraine, experienced a remarkable encounter. The family consisted of 34-year-old Vladimir, a martial arts instructor and professional wrestler, his 29-year-old wife, Olga, and their three children, Vanessa, age 9, Angelica, age 8, and Arthur, age 1. At this time, Olga suffered from chronic colitis which caused pain in her stomach area. On that day, Vanessa and Angelica came home from a trip to the store saying that they had seen a flying star. Their mother said they probably saw a satellite or plane, but the girls said the object was flashing colored lights, and insisted that their parents come outside and see it for themselves. Vladimir and Olga went outside and saw the strange object, high in the sky over the nearby river. It moved and changed shapes. Olga took a picture of it on her cell phone and they went inside. That evening in the middle of the night, Vladimir was woken by a bright orange light illuminating the interior of their house. He tried to wake Olga, but she told him to go back to sleep. Then their daughter Angelica rushed into the room and woke up her mother. Olga immediately woke up Vladimir and told him to look up. All three of them saw that the ceiling of their bedroom had disappeared or had become completely transparent. Hovering directly overhead was a huge disc-shaped craft. Dressed in their bedclothes, Vladimir and Olga ran outside. Both found themselves paralyzed. Olga felt herself being pulled upward. Vladimir saw his wife rising to the sky and tried to catch her, but found himself suddenly inside a strange white room with his wife. About a dozen short humanoids appeared around them. They had large heads, smooth gray skin and three fingers on each hand. They wore tight coveralls and face masks. The only thing they could see were large black eyes. One entity was 6 feet tall, about twice the height of the others. Olga was put in a chair similar to one seen in a gynecological office. Vladimir jumped up to protect his wife, but hit an invisible barrier. "What's going on?" he asked the figures. "Nothing terrible," they replied telepathically. "Soon you will be back home." "I'm not satisfied with that," he answered. The aliens tried to approach him several times, but Vladimir used his martial arts techniques to keep them away. Speaking telepathically with a mixture of Ukrainian and Russian, they spoke to him, asking him why he resisted. They then placed 4 metal rods into his chest area, rendering him totally unable to move. Lying on the table, Olga watched as the aliens mysteriously opened up a wide incision into her abdomen. She could see the inside of her body as they poked around at various organs using strange pincer-like instruments. During this time, the figures spoke to her telepathically, calming her, asking her if she felt any pain. "We wouldn't do you any harm," they said. "We just want to look." Olga was struck by their polite bedside manner. Afterward, they sewed her stomach up as mysteriously as they opened it. No trace of the incision was visible. One of the ETs spoke with Vladimir, telling him that their society was a collective and each person had strictly defined social roles, and that they live largely underground. The ET said that Olga's procedure has to be done and he apologized for the medical suffering. He promised them an excursion as compensation. They placed him in a smaller ship and took him to see the Andromeda Nebula or galaxy. He also told Vladimir that they are interested in humans because of their emotions. At one point, they tried to persuade Vladimir to procreate with one of their females. He refused at first until the ET changed its appearance into that of a beautiful woman. Now, however, Olga protested. The ETs seemed confused and asked her why. She had to explain to them about her feeling of jealousy. The ETs were surprised and asked them how they survived with emotions. They told him that there was currently a war going on in space, and many other things. At some point, Vladimir and Olga lost consciousness. The next morning, Olga immediately started talking about the strange alien dream she had. Vladimir was shocked as he recalled the same exact details as his wife. Both then became convinced that their experience was a reality and not a dream. In February 2008, Vladimir met with researcher Yuri Stefanov, who regressed him. Vladimir recalled further details about the appearance of the craft and how it is able to become invisible by surrounding itself with a layer of plasma. Most incredible, however, were the physiological effects which resulted from the encounter. Vladimir's hair, which was going gray, turned black again, and his physical powers of endurance increased. Olga was cured of her chronic colitis, and also acquired a unique ability. By placing the palm of her hand against their forehead for 2 or 3 minutes, she could make a drunken person sober. 12. In the following case, the witness had experienced frightening encounters for much of her life. But after being healed, she found that her attitude toward the ETs had profoundly changed. Case #267. Abdominal healing. In 2000, Terry Legee of Florida underwent an 8-hour-long emergency surgical procedure to fix a life-threatening condition. While the surgery was successful, she was left with a constant ache in the stomach area which never went away. Eventually, she just learned to ignore it. Then in 2012, Legee was sleeping in bed with her husband when she woke up to hear somebody calling her name. She rolled over, opened her eyes and saw a 4-foot-tall strange scaled extraterrestrial being standing next to her bed. She immediately focused on its large compelling eyes, which spoke to her telepathically, saying only 2 words, "Be still." She noticed that the figure held a strange prong in its scaly hand. Says Legee, the prong he held had 2 different extensions on it. It was similar to a Y but yet somewhat different. The upper prong was curled tightly, like a biological stem seen in nature, but its color was slightly fleshy gray. It reminded me of a tentacle from an octopus, but just curled tightly. The other lower prong had a suction-type head on it and it was very thin and long. It was hard to grasp what I was looking at. I had never seen or heard of anything like it. At this point, the ET used the instrument to cue Logie. Both ends of this prong, says Logie, were inserted into me vaginally and I felt the curled prong unravel and wrap itself around the area in my lower abdomen. It felt warm and tingly. It was almost squeezing that area that hurt for so long. The other part of the wand attached itself to me and was firmly held in place with the suction head. I could see this as I looked down at the device coming upon me. I had an extremely strange feeling with all this happening. The next thing I remember, the device was pulled slowly out and the extraterrestrial was gone. Logie didn't see the ET leave, he just disappeared. She was still wide awake. She turned to her husband, who had slept through the entire ordeal. Logie had experienced ET visitations before. Says Logie, it is certainly a violation to us who experience these things. But tonight was very different. She didn't wake up her husband, who was skeptical of her encounters. Instead, she lay awake in bed until morning. When she finally got up, she got an incredible shock. Says Logie, I noticed while standing in the shower, my pain seemed gone. That aching feeling in the lower right abdomen area was not hurting me. I wondered how this could be. Had I been healed? I felt so odd I wasn't sure if I was accurate in my assessment or not. She knew a couple of MUFO investigators and called them up for support. She even considered going to the hospital for an examination. She felt her abdomen where she had been sore for 12 years and there was no pain. And as the days passed, the pain never returned. Says Logie, for some reason unknown to me, I had been healed. But why? I have always believed in miraculous healings, but this was unconventional. Aliens. Really? I now had this to deal with. I had to accept the fact that this healing had happened. It just went against everything I believed in. Because of this healing I have had to ask many more questions of the God I serve. I have had to rethink all I have come to know as truth and tradition. It has expanded my understanding to say the least. Logie has served as the Assistant State Section Director for Florida, MUFO. 13. The fact that most people don't officially report their UFO experiences shows that there are undoubtedly many more healing cases waiting to be revealed. The following case was only reported because the witness felt ethically compelled to tell the truth about ETs. Case #283. Ulcer. I thought it was important to report this event because it shows that ET can do miracles, writes Yolanda, pseudonym, of Woodbury, Minnesota. On the evening of July the 27th, 2015, Yolanda was in agony from an ulcer. Unable to stand the pain any longer, she decided that in the morning she would go to the hospital emergency room. That night, at 3:00 a.m., Yolanda was woken up by two loud claps coming from outside. She instantly became aware of a mechanical presence standing in the doorway. Lying on her stomach, and unable to see who it was, she tried to turn over, but found herself paralyzed. I saw a beam of light scan my body, Yolanda says. The impression I received was, I'm just here to do a job. She not only saw the beam of light moving back and forth over her torso, she could feel an extreme pressure. Says Yolanda, the pressure beam continued many times until I started to fear for my life. At some point, Yolanda fell asleep. When she awoke the next morning, she instantly remembered the event, and was convinced that it was not a dream. It wasn't long before she had even more reason to believe in the reality of the visitation. Within 30 hours of the event, says Yolanda, my doctor performed an upper GI procedure and found that my ulcers had been cured. It healed me. Yolanda also recalled something else strange. On the night of the healing, she repeatedly heard what sounded like a ringing cell phone off in the distance. The only problem was, says Yolanda, there were no other cell phones in my home that could make that noise. 14. Not all cases are well verified. Some are brief on details and have not been fully investigated and documented. But this does not reduce their veracity. In fact, though the details are sparse, these cases show once again that healings are likely more common than most people believe. The following three cases all come from the free survey and have yet to be fully investigated. Case #297. Stomach pain. A brief undated case comes from the free study and appears in the book, Beyond UFOs. Edited by Rhea Hernandez. A lady who was having regular contact with ETs woke up with severe stomach pain. She kneeled down in her bedroom and prayed for help. A blue light appeared, says the witness, and the pain went away. 15. Case #298. Stomach illness. Another undated case from the free study involves a lady who suffered from a severe chronic unknown stomach condition. One evening she woke up to find herself apparently aboard a UFO. She was lying on a silver table while a doctor passed a metal-looking cylinder back and forth over her abdomen. Surprised, the witness tried to sit up. The ETs stepped back in shock and quickly rendered her unconscious. The witness woke up to find herself being dropped back onto her bed. A voice told her, "Stay off your feet a couple of days and rest." They had apparently healed me, she says. They had been operating on my mid to lower right abdomen. It left a scar which I found later. The witness no longer suffered from her chronic stomach condition. 16. The alien anal probe is just one of many medical-type procedures that ETs perform upon humans. In the following case, also from the free survey, they did more than just probe, they healed. Case #299. Hemorrhoids. An undated case involves a lady who had already experienced many UFO abductions by short grey ETs. At some point, she developed a severe case of hemorrhoids. During this time, she experienced an abduction. As the ETs examined her, she became terrified that they would touch her hemorrhoids and cause her pain. This didn't happen, and the witness eventually passed out and was returned to her home. The next morning when I woke up, says the witness, those monster hemorrhoids had vanished. 17. The above healings of the digestive system show once again how advanced the aliens are. Their ability to cure such a wide variety of intestinal disorders betrays their superior knowledge of the human body. The majority of the healing cases in this chapter involve witnesses who feel that their encounters were positive. When ETs show up unannounced and instantly heal a person suffering from pain and disease, it's not surprising that the witness comes away with a feeling of gratitude. Most impressive, however, is the sheer number of cases. As we shall see, there are many more encounters to explore that reveal the healing power of UFOs. Chapter 12, Alien Eye Doctors. The eyes are among the most important organs of the human body. Although not essential for life, over 90% of all sensory information comes through the eyes. The eyes are often described as the window to the soul. Even the aliens are known for their large dark eyes which seem to see right through whoever they observe. The list of known eye disorders is long and includes conditions both common and rare. Some of the more common conditions include near and far sightedness, astigmatism, eye stray, cataracts, styes, glaucoma, strabismus, crossed eyes, conjunctivitis, dry eyes, color blindness, macular degeneration, detached retina, and countless other disorders, including full blindness. Because of the sensitivity of eyes and their vulnerability to various problems, ophthalmologists recommend that each person should have their eyes examined every 6 months. The field of eye medicine has made many recent strides. Many vision problems can be improved or cured through the use of corrective lenses or laser surgery. Cataract surgery can be performed on an outpatient basis. Doctors have made advances in treating glaucoma and macular degeneration. Even detached retina can be fixed using lasers or surgery. Despite all the advances, perfect vision for everyone has not occurred. Up to 50% or more of the world population uses, or will use, corrective lenses. With 18 cases, only a very small portion of the population has experienced an ocular healing at the hands of ETs. And yet, the list of cases is long and growing, and for a specific part of the body, the eyes have received a lot of healing activity from ETs. Some of the earliest cases of UFO healings involve the eyes, such as the following two, both which occurred during World War II. Case #006. Blindness. In April 1945 on the island of Okinawa in the Pacific Ocean, Howard Miger, a professional painter, was on one of the aircraft that saturated the Japanese-held island with bombs. After dropping hundreds of bombs and peppering the shoreline with machine gun fire, the Americans took control of the island. Still, the Japanese continued to attack. Some had managed to survive the bombing by hiding in caves. These soldiers continued to attack in the style of guerrilla warfare. Also, a nearby Japanese-held island shelled Okinawa constantly. Although it caused little real damage, it was one of these shells which proved disastrous for Miger. One day as he patrolled the airstrip, another shell from the nearby island fell short of its target and landed on the airstrip. Miger heard it coming, so he fell to the ground and stayed low. After the explosion, he was relieved to have escaped injury. Then he felt something hit his eye. As I got to my feet, Miger wrote, I felt something stinging in my right eye. I put my hand to my eye and managed to pick something out with my fingers. It was a piece of shrapnel. Miger rushed to the medical tent where he received treatment. Unfortunately, the eye became badly infected, and before long, Miger was totally blind in his right eye. Unable to perform his duties, Miger remained in the medical tent under the care of the overworked doctors and nurses. Despite his treatment, his eye infection worsened and spread to his other eye. Soon Miger found himself totally blind in both eyes. He was devastated and kept the news from his family back home. This wasn't the only secret Miger was keeping. Ever since he was a little boy, he had been repeatedly contacted by human-like aliens who claimed to be from various planets in our solar system. Through the years, Miger had many typical contactee adventures. He was taken aboard a UFO and given a tour of the moon. He was given instructions about how to build an energy-free motor. He was told many predictions which later came true. He was able to take his friends to view the ET's craft and was provided with further demonstrations to prove the existence of his alien friends. He was even allowed to photograph the UFOs, the aliens, and his trip to the moon. Many of these photographs appear in the book he wrote about his experiences, From Outer Space to You. Like many contactees, Miga was also healed by the aliens. Something happened in that hospital tent that I have often wondered about, writes Miga. Perhaps I can never be certain. While in the hospital, Miga was visited by an unidentified, but very kind lady. Miga asked if she was a nurse, but the woman didn't reply and instead told him that he was the one she had come to see. Miga was struck by the fact that she seemed to know a lot about him. He had a sneaking suspicion that she was one of his extraterrestrial friends sent to help him. She assured me my sight would be restored, says Miga. Very gradually, Miga's sight returned and he was able to behold the lady who had helped him, an attractive woman with wavy brown hair, dark eyes, and fine white teeth. She wore the normal army nurse's uniform. Although I suspected she was one of the space people, says Miga, she never made herself known directly. Near the time of my release, she said that I would soon meet a very interesting person. I assumed it would be another contact. 2 weeks later, Miga had a strong impulse to drive to a remote area on the island. He did so and there he met a human-looking extraterrestrial. The ET told him that there would soon be a terrible bomb. Although the ET didn't mention Miga's recent healing, he alluded to why it had been done. The ET told Miga, "We have been spending a lot of time conditioning you and preparing you for your work to come. We are contacting people all over the world." One remarkably similar to Miga's case is what happened to Helge Lidros of Finland. Like Miga, he was blinded as the result of artillery in World War II. And then healed. Case -007. Blindness. On July 7, 1944, while fighting as a soldier in World War II, Helge Lidros of Luoto, Finland was struck in the face by splinters from an exploding shell. The splinters hit his eyes, causing total blindness. Lidros visited numerous ophthalmologists, but none could restore his vision. One evening in autumn 1945, Lidros was visited in his home by three human-appearing men wearing white robes. They examined him with various lenses and multicolored lights and told him that he had been selected to help other people and that they would heal his blindness, which they apparently did. When they left, they walked through the wall and were gone. Lidros's vision returned shortly after the visit. He later claimed that his arm, which had been injured by a bullet, was also healed. Lidros says he enjoyed excellent health ever since. Later, he would have further encounters with the beings. 2. In this next case, the witness began to suffer from a rare eye disease following a UFO encounter. What is not known is, did the encounter cause the illness, or did the ETs know of the illness and come because of it? Whatever the explanation, what happened to Marianne Sheffield is a good illustration of the ET's interest in human vision. Case -016. Stargardt's disease. In July 1952, 11-year-old Marianne Cassio Sheffield of Agawam, Massachusetts, went outside to play. She was alone when a metallic object flew overhead. A few minutes later, she noticed a figure with gray skin and large, almond-shaped eyes standing next to her. He wore a metallic-looking jumpsuit, a black belt, and a silver box with colored buttons on it. Before she knew it, Sheffield was abducted. She remembered standing in front of a screen that showed her internal organs pulsing with life. She promptly vomited on the alien standing next to her. They put a tube to her mouth which seemed to give her oxygen. After examining her, they gave her a smooth, black stone with writing on it. She was then allowed to exit the craft. Almost immediately after the encounter, Sheffield's vision began to deteriorate. Her eye doctor diagnosed her with the genetic disorder known as Stargardt's disease, which is a degeneration of the macula. The end result of the disease is the destruction of the central vision and portions of the peripheral vision. 20 years later, in 1972, still suffering from Stargardt's disease, Sheffield heard strange beeping sounds outside her home. She went outside and, to her surprise, experienced another UFO abduction. 2 years later, she began hearing the beeping sound in her ears. Then on March 15, 1974, for a brief interval of only 10 minutes, Sheffield's eyesight suddenly and inexplicably returned. She called the doctor, who told her that she must be hallucinating as her condition is irreversible. Following the brief period of vision, her near blindness returned. However, she now began to have vivid psychic visions. She saw formulas, equations, genetic codes, colorful geometric shapes, numbers, letters, and more. Her house also became plagued by poltergeist-like phenomena. When the doctor couldn't help, Sheffield went to a priest, who was also unable to help. Finally, she found a paranormal investigator and began to come to terms with her condition. Today, Sheffield's psychic sight is very well developed, and in some ways she sees better than the average person. She says she can see auras and can tell by the aura whether or not the person is an abductee. 3. One of the most striking features of alien entities is their eyes. Many witnesses remark upon their remarkable penetrating and hypoptic qualities. It should come as no surprise that the ETs are proficient in eye healings. The following case is unique in that it's one of few cases in which the ETs inquired about a condition, and then proceeded to cure it. Case #042. Myopia. One evening in early March 1968, Ricardo Castillo Trujillo, a janitor from Valparaiso, Chile, was in an isolated section of the city when he saw a bright glowing object making an electric buzzing noise. The object landed and two figures in metallic uniforms emerged. They appeared light-skinned and spoke in a strange, echoing voice. He was unable to see their facial features. They asked Castillo about his myopic vision and told him that they could cure his condition, which they proceeded to do. "I didn't understand them too good," Castillo said, "but the fact is that I can see real good, and without glasses." The beings told Castillo they would return for him. Castillo's story was told in the March 18, 1968 issue of La Nación in Santiago, Chile. For today, there are more than 300 reported UFO healing cases. Among the first to be publicly revealed was the following, which involved two incredible cures to a very credible witness. Case #045. Myopia, rheumatism. As reported by pioneering UFO researchers, Ralph and Judy Blum, on December 9, 1968, an unnamed Peruvian customs official saw a UFO outside his home. It was hovering at a high altitude and appeared to be disc-shaped. As he watched the object from his terrace, it emitted a long, thin beam of light. Before he could react, the customs official was struck on the face by the violet rays that it emitted. While in the beam, the official was unable to move. Before the encounter, the anonymous official suffered from severe myopia that caused him to wear thick glasses. However, after the encounter, he was able to see perfectly without glasses. Even more amazing, the man had suffered from rheumatism, but after being struck by the beam of light, his rheumatism was gone. 5. Brazil has a rich history of UFO encounters, including many cases of healings. This next case, from Brazilian researcher Mario Ragel, is interesting because it raises the dilemma of who is being healed and why. In this encounter, the recipient of the healing is a 9-year-old girl. Case #077. Improved vision. In 1976, Duss, a 9-year-old girl from Brazil, was performing poorly at her school. Her parents were mystified until one of Duss's teachers discovered the culprit, Duss's eyesight. It was so bad that Duss was almost blind. Her parents took their daughter to 3 different doctors. To treat her bad vision, the doctors recommended a special pair of eyeglasses, which they had to order from Japan. Before the eyeglasses arrived, something incredible happened. It was around 7:00 p.m. One evening, and Duss went out to the backyard to feed the family's large dog. Without warning, a strange-looking, 6-foot-tall being appeared. Duss and the dog were unable to move. The being shone a light on Duss. Following the incident, Duss went back inside. Within a half hour, Duss's poor eyesight was cured. 6 years later, the case was investigated by Brazilian researcher Mario Ragel, who later wrote about it in his book, Sequestros Aliens, Alien Abductions. 6 UFO encounters can result in injuries, and they can also result in healings. There are a number of cases in this book, such as the following, in which people have been both injured and healed as a result of an encounter with ETs. Case #078. Improved vision, deafness. In 1964, chicken and cattle farmer Jose Bidito Boggio, age 39, underwent elective nasal surgery to alleviate severe head pain. The surgery successfully stopped his headaches, however, it also resulted in total deafness and a degradation of his vision, forcing him to wear thick glasses to see. Boggio married and had 4 young children. However, tragedy struck again in 1973 when his wife passed away, leaving him to care for his children by himself. Then, around 1:00 a.m. on July the 10th, 1977, Boggio was walking to his home in Piheiro, Brazil, when a 60-foot-long, V-shaped craft appeared overhead and began to follow him down the road. The craft sent down a beam of orange light. Boggio, who carried a flashlight, turned it on and pointed it at the craft. Instantly, a powerful beam of light shot from the craft, striking Boggio and knocking him unconscious. When Boggio awoke, he found himself on what appeared to be another planet. He was being held in a large room and observed by normal-looking people, except that they all looked extremely similar and were dressed identically in gray and brown clothes. When Boggio left the room, he was surprised to see unusual transportation. Transportation devices, including 20 disc-shaped objects, landed on the ground. Boggio was led into one of the crafts, at which point, he again lost consciousness. When he awoke, he found himself alongside a highway, 8 miles west of São Luís. He was more than 70 miles from where he had been first abducted. Following the incident, Boggio suffered from terrible pain in his lower back and right side, and for 8 days, he had no appetite or energy, and used a cane to walk for nearly 2 months. Before the incident, Boggio needed strong eyeglasses to see clearly. But it wasn't until I got home the next day, says Boggio, that I realized I lost them. Since then, I haven't needed to wear glasses anymore. Boggio also reported a slight improvement with his hearing. Following the incident, he could hear loud noises, such as car horns, barking dogs, telephones ringing and people shouting. While the improvements appeared to be permanent, in the mid-1980s, Boggio was in a severe car accident. He was knocked unconscious and hospitalized. When he woke up 40 hours later, his eyesight had degraded, and once again, he was totally deaf. A third Brazilian case involves a healing that almost took place, but then there was a minor complication with the patient. Case #084. Eye infection. According to the Centro para Ibero de Ufologia, one evening in 1978, an anonymous gentleman from Gero Pessoa, Paraiba, Brazil woke up in bed to see two beings, not described, standing next to his bed. One held a crystal vase filled with blue liquid. The entity told the anonymous gentleman that they wanted to cure him of a festering eye problem. The witness, however, was terrified and reportedly refused treatment, at which point the humanoids walked through the wall and vanished. While a healing didn't actually take place, the ETs did make the offer. 8. We have already examined several healings involving the Twiggs family. Here is another to add to the list. Case #148. Sty. In December 1989, Christopher, the son of Bert and Denise Twiggs of Hubbard, Oregon, was taken on board a UFO along with his family. The reason for the visit. Christopher had developed a sty in his eye. Denise knew about the sty and planned to take Christopher to the doctor the following day. However, the adrome doctors beat her to it. Christopher was sent to the alien examination room for treatment. Writes Denise, after a trip to the medical room aboard ship, his eye was nearly healed the next day. Both Denise and Bert had already received healings. This was Christopher's second healing. Earlier, he had been treated by the aliens for asthma. 9. In the following two cases, it was the results of a dramatic eye healing that confirmed to the witnesses that they were having actual encounters. When confronted with indisputable medical evidence, witnesses and investigators alike are forced to face the fact that something is going on. Case #178. Improved vision. Beth Collins of Virginia experienced alien abductions throughout her childhood. As an adult, she continued to be bothered by memories of abductions. In 1987, she met Anna J. Murso and began working at her horse farm. The two ladies didn't know it, but as children, they had both been abducted and brought together. When they met, they both felt like they knew each other. It wasn't until much later that they discovered their shared childhood abduction. Meanwhile, Collins was still having additional encounters. In December 1992, she experienced a terrifying missing time abduction. She saw a low-flying aircraft, her car engine shut down and a bright light shone down. Collins remembered being frozen to the spot. Her next memory was of racing home, realizing that she had lost an hour or more of time. Almost immediately afterward, she noticed something strange. Prior to the experience, she suffered from poor vision. Afterward, her vision had changed for the better. The first thing that I noticed from that first experience, says Collins, was that my contact lenses appeared to be missing from my eyes, and I certainly had them in when I was driving. Collins realized that her vision had improved dramatically. She eventually sought a UFO investigator and underwent hypnotic regression to recover her memories and discovered that she had a long history of encounters, some of which were extremely unpleasant, involving painful examinations and procedures. After one abduction, the aliens placed her outside her home on the ice, instead of back in her bed from where they had taken her, causing all the skin on the bottoms of her feet to be badly frostbitten. She is not happy with the ETs and calls them little grey shits. 10 Case Hush 179. Improved Vision. Anna J. Murso, owner of a horse farm in Virginia, was surprised by Beth's encounters, and even more surprised that her friend's eyesight had improved as a result of the latest experience. At the time, she had no idea that she herself had been abducted as a child and was soon to have another abduction. In fact, she would never have considered the possibility that she was also having experiences if not for one inexplicable fact, a miraculous cure almost identical to Beth's. "My eyes had improved dramatically," says J. Murso, "and I could think of no other rational explanation why my eyesight was improving unless I too was being abducted." Anna underwent hypnotic regression and discovered that she had, in fact, been abducted on several occasions. During one abduction, the ETs chided J. Murso for her diet. "I have memories of the gray ones putting a patch on my chest, between the collarbones, and I watched, fascinated, as it was absorbed into my body. I remember being told that I must not eat fat because my fat-to-muscle ratio is out of balance." At the time, J. Murso was having trouble digesting fatty foods, which caused her stomach pains. She had lost 15 pounds as a result. 11. Color blindness is a condition that affects about 5-10% of the population. Men are diagnosed twice as often as women. In the following case, an abductee's color blindness was cured as the result of an alien eye operation. Case Hush 169. Color blindness. One case from the 1980s, Data Prox, comes from respected UFO researcher, John Carpenter. The witness, Eddie, is a 21-year-old man from the Midwestern United States. Carpenter was seeing Eddie regularly to conduct hypnotic regressions in order to investigate Eddie's many encounters. During one of Eddie's contacts, he was healed. During a physical examination by the beings, Carpenter writes, Eddie's right eye was removed. He felt it pulled out and replaced. Afterward, there was a redness, a physical soreness. He did not feel they were implanting anything behind his eye, only that they were fixing him. The side benefit of this operation appears to be enhanced colors. The procedure was clearly for their purposes, not for Eddie's, but the partial accidental cure of his lifelong color blindness was a side effect. Carpenter further substantiated the healing by obtaining a statement from Eddie's eye doctor, which said that Eddie suffered from profound color blindness, and that after his experience, his vision had improved up to green color blindness. 12. We have already seen that ETs are proficient at healing injuries of all kinds. The following injury case could have been more properly categorized in part 1 of this book, but as it involves the eyes, it seemed more appropriate to include it here. The ideal UFO healing case would involve a credible witness, a trained observer, willing to allow their real name to be used, with a medically verified condition, who then had a healing, which was also medically verified. This next impressive case fulfills all those conditions. Case Hash 233. Torn cornea. Originally from Santiago, Cuba, Alberto Fernandez moved to Florida where he joined the army, then became a police officer and later, an agent for the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration. Throughout his life, he experienced numerous UFO and entity sightings, with one particularly dramatic encounter with a grey alien. In 2001, at age 56, Fernandez suffered a fall, causing multiple fractures to the orbit of his right eye. Emergency room doctors treated the injury and recommended that Fernandez visit an ophthalmologist to assess his vision. At the time, Fernandez and his wife were preparing for a long ocean cruise with their family, so he decided to forego any further doctor visits and go on their vacation. Although the swelling reduced, Fernandez's vision remained severely impaired. He went to visit the ship's doctor, who was shocked by the injury and wanted to evacuate Fernandez from the ship by helicopter. Fernandez refused and they completed the cruise. 3 weeks later, they returned to their home in Florida. Fernandez went to the eye doctor. The diagnosis was a torn cornea. The doctor treated the cornea, but told Fernandez that he would likely have a permanent loss of vision and develop glaucoma. His condition would necessitate regular treatment. 5 days later, Fernandez awoke to sense an alien entity in his room. The entity shone a bright green, laser-like light into the injured eye. The green light flashed multiple times, then stopped. The entity left. The next morning, Fernandez was delighted to find that his vision was now perfect. There was no sign of any injury. Fernandez returned to the eye doctor for an examination. The doctor was shocked by the healing, and said that Fernandez's eye was now normal. 4 years later, Fernandez would experience an equally dramatic healing of cancer. 13. The following case provides a vivid description. Description of what it's like to be healed by ETs, and to have further interactions with them. It's also a good example of someone who has come away from her experiences with a positive viewpoint toward ET encounters. Case #240. Improved vision. In her online article, My ET Eye Healing, contactee Allison Anton writes of a remarkable conscious contact with healing extraterrestrials. Early one morning in January 2005, Allison was woken around 4:30 a.m. to see images of mantis-like beings around her. Suddenly she felt a strong energy or force pulsing through her body. It didn't hurt, but felt strange and uncomfortable. The next thing she knew, she was looking at an orb about 18 inches in front of her face. There was a light inside the orb. The light, writes Allison, was going right through my eyes and into my brain. They said to look at the light and not look away. Hold there. There was a lot of pressure in my eyes and a remarkable emotional response that made me nauseous. They gave her the following message: make sure you look into the light every morning and every night. Allison woke up feeling like she had surgery, with a headache and a soreness in her eyes. However, she now believes she was healed. I think this healing was to help me physically with my eyes, but also to help me with my clairvoyance. Allison has had many other encounters. She writes, I've had other ET experiences where I remember seeing the inside of my bloodstream, and even the insides of my organs and cells, magnified and projected in a way that I could see it for myself. The ET doctors would relay with me what they thought was happening. I'm pretty sure that I have implants inside my body that allow ETs, humans and human hybrids to study my physical health, as well as how my body responds emotionally and energetically to stimulus. In any case, I don't mind. They seem to make themselves available to me too to help me heal, grow, learn and to expand my mind. 14. Night blindness, also called ectalopia, has a number of causes, from poor diet, stress, eye diseases, old age and more. It involves the inability to see clearly in poor light conditions, particularly nighttime. In most cases, it's not serious, but can be an indication of an underlying condition. In the following case, ETs provided a treatment. Case #251. Night blindness. On the evening of January the 10th, 2008, an anonymous witness, who suffered from poor night vision, was driving westbound on Highway 160 out of Las Vegas, Nevada when he noticed two bright lights ahead of him. Although the sky was completely overcast and it was a very windy day, the witness assumed the lights were landing lights on an aircraft. As he approached, more lights became visible, making it clear that the object was not a conventional aircraft. He drove directly underneath the object as it hovered low over the highway. As he drove by, he pointed the UFO out to his wife, who showed no interest. The sighting itself was very brief, lasting only a few minutes. However, following the incident, the witness experienced a peculiar after-effect. As he writes, "On the drive back to Tucapa, I was astonished to find my night vision was restored. The halos I'd become used to seeing around oncoming headlights were gone and I could actually see the road ahead as the headlights passed. It lasted only a week or so, but man, that was a great thing. I don't know for sure that it was associated with whatever it was I saw in the sky, but I do know that my vision immediately after I saw the lights was a whole lot better than before." 15. The above healing of night blindness may be the only one of its kind. This next case is also unique, and involves a very unusual alteration to the vision of the witness.